Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 28th. Tune in Tuesday. This past week, we've been in Costa Rica, but the week before that, my family was here. And as many of you know, my brother is a musician, and so I had him come in and record a couple of songs that we will play over the next couple of weeks. So I look forward to sharing that with you. Lord willing, Wayne, the kids, and I are coming back from Costa Rica today. Thank you again for a wonderful vacation and time away. I'm excited about these scriptures we're reading today. At first, you might say, Mary, what is so exciting about the building of the tabernacle? I'm just reminded at how detailed the Lord is in his description of what he wanted in the tabernacle and the fact that he made it portable so that it could go with the Israelites as they traveled. This reminds me of how the Holy Spirit goes with each of us as we travel through our day. What an encouragement that God is with us right now, wherever we are. Exodus chapter 27, verses 1 through 8, verse 9, and then verses 20 through 21. First, I'll be talking about the building of the altar for the burnt offerings, then a little note about the courtyard, and then oil for the lampstand. Build an altar of acacia wood, 3 cubits high. It is to be square, 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits wide. Make a horn at each of the 4 corners so that the horns and the altar are of one piece, and overlay the altar with bronze. Make all its utensils of bronze, its pots to remove the ashes, and its shovels, sprinkling bowls, meat forks, and fire pans. Make a grating for it, a bronze network, and make a bronze ring at each of the 4 corners of the network. Put it under the ledge of the altar so that it is halfway up the altar. Make poles of acacia wood for the altar and overlay them with bronze. The poles are to be inserted into the rings so that they will be on 2 sides of the altar when it is carried. Make the altar hollow out of boards. It is to be made just as you were shown on the mountain. And then in verse 9, we're going to read a little snippet about the courtyard. Make a courtyard for the tabernacle. The south side shall be 100 cubits long and is to have curtains of finely twisted linen. And then we're going to go over to verses 20 and 21, which speak of oil for the lampstand. Command the Israelites to bring you clear oil of pressed olives for the light, so that the lamp may be kept burning. In the tent of meeting, outside the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant law, Aaron and his sons are to keep the lamps burning before the Lord from evening till morning. This is to be a lasting ordinance among the Israelites for the generations to come. Before we move on, let's just make a couple of comments. Everything in the tabernacle was meant to be taken down and carried with the Israelites as they journeyed through the wilderness. So that's all the talk about the poles and the rings that had to be on the altar. Another interesting thing about the altar is that this would have been the first piece of furniture that the people would see as they came in to the tabernacle. And it's where they would have sacrificed their spotless lambs to the Lord for forgiveness of sins, which points us forward to Jesus. Remember how John the Baptist called him the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world? In the tabernacle, the Lord is setting up a symbol, an image for what he one day would do on our behalf. And then there's the image of the oil in the lampstand. It's such a heartwarming image to think about, the priest keeping the light going throughout the night as a symbol of God's presence with the people. God's presence goes with us even today. Remember what Jesus told us about being the light of the world? Well, I just want to encourage you to think about the oil that is required for us to be that consistent light that is kept burning. Lord, we want to come back to you, mindful that we need encouragement from you and time with you in order to be the light that you have called us to be. Rid us of the distractions in our lives and reorder us around your word and your work. All right, we have to move on. Let's go on over to the Psalms. In Psalm 17, it seems as though David is speaking about a specific situation where he knows he's guiltless, that he has not transgressed, that his slate is clear, that he is not guilty. We've all experienced situations where we knew we were in the right, and so we were praying for the Lord to vindicate us. And so we can pray Psalm 17 in this way to the Lord. But in other situations, I don't identify with David, who seems so confident in the fact that he has not sinned against the Lord. As it says in verse 3, you will find that I have planned no evil, and my mouth has not transgressed. I have to confess, Lord, you know that I have planned evil, and my mouth has transgressed. And so as I read the psalm, and as we pray through the psalm, I want it to be an aspirational exercise where we are turning the words just a bit to say, Lord, may it be that nothing comes from my tongue that is a transgression. So I'm going to take a little bit of liberty with the text. If you want to know exactly the words that are in the Bible, then read along. But you're going to hear me say the word may a lot. May it be, Lord, that my plea is just. May it be that my prayer does not rise from deceitful lips. You understand what I'm saying? All right, I'm going to read verses 1 through 9. It's all good, so keep reading if you have time. This will be our concluding prayer, and then there's a little song at the end. Will you pray with me? Hear me, Lord. May my plea be just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. May it be that it does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Lord, when you probe our hearts and you examine us at night and test us, may it be that you find that we have planned no evil, that our mouths have not transgressed. Though people try to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent, through what your lips have commanded. May it be, Lord, that my steps hold to your path, that my feet do not stumble. We call on you, God, for we know that you will answer us. Turn your ear to us and hear our prayer. Show us the wonders of your great love, you who saved us by your right hand. Those who take refuge in you from their foes, keep us as the apple of your eye. Hide us in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy us and from mortal enemies who surround us. Thank you, Lord, for the way that you allow us to pray your word. May our vindication come from you in situations, Lord, where we are in the right. We confess often we are in the wrong. Take a moment to confess your sin before the Lord, those things that we have done and left undone. We call on you, God, knowing that you answer us. Keep us as the apple of your eye. Continue to pursue us with your word and your spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
He lives. A lot can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone.